yep, get a job.
We know what that means.
Jobs Wednesday is here. That's right. Crystal Vollmer with Pikes Peak Workforce Center joining us to give us an update on how the economic outlook is looking if you are looking for a job. Hi, Crystal.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You usually bring some good news, and we're hoping today is no different.
You're right, Shannon. It is getting better and better each week. This week, we have over 870 new jobs in Connecting Colorado. That's up from 126 new jobs added from our total from last week. So that's consistently getting better. And then some jobs I've highlighted this week can kind of speak to that. First, I have a job for you. It is a overnight retailer merchandiser. It's out in Falcon. There's 45 jobs that are available, so it's a large project. In this role, you will assist the department store retailer with a remodel in their store, located by reading and implementing planograms. You will improve the fixtures and set up signing. You will work as a team, additionally with the retailer's employee. And for more details on this job and more, please see job number 836-5065. Oh, and I forgot to mention, this is an overnight position, and it pays $16 an hour.
Okay, that sweetens the deal.
That sweetens the deal. Yes, next I have for you a restaurant that we're all familiar with, Craftworks, which is Old Chicago. So they're hiring for a lot of positions. I selected a bartender, and so in this role, you will craft positive impressions and build loyalty and return guests. You will make guests feel welcome by engaging them and creating a lively and fun environment. Of course, you will responsibly make craft drinks and serve them and take pride in keeping your area clean. But they're also hiring for bussers, servers, line cooks, and preps. So for more details on the bartender position, please see job number 835-8443. And then finally, I have a position. It's a driver position working for PepsiCo. The position pays $21.90 an hour. And in this role, you will deliver and set up products to stores. You will stock shelves and displays. You will set up promotional materials and pricing signs. You will service all scheduled customers by the end of your shift. You will establish positive working relationships with the managers and folks of the store. And for more details on this position, please see job number 835-9886. And there are several positions with PepsiCo as drivers. So it just shows that our economy is coming back and our retailing stores and lots of restaurants and things are gearing up and opening their doors.
That's good news indeed, especially for the restaurants, because we know they took a big hit.
Yes. Yes, they did. But they're opening up and finding ways to service. Lots of stores and lots of restaurants stayed open during the duration, but a lot of them are back to regular hours. Those that did stay open and those that had closed for the more seating sit-down restaurants, they're gearing up for their openings.
And, you know, it's good that you are putting some restaurant jobs on there, because I know of all the sectors that's been hit, probably the restaurant sector is one of those that has had the most people that have been impacted with closures. So good for them that they can hopefully find something that will lead them back to some full-time or part-time work, whatever work they're seeking. Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, really appreciate you joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
It is 8:41.